The toot-toot from outside told her she was waiting. Lizzie was dressed in the latest fashion. A loose-fitting coat hid her growing tummy, and she had a cute matching hat. Sarah had never thought about a hat.
"You look lovely, Sarah. I've never seen that outfit before. Is it new?"
"No, I wear the dress sometimes, but this is the first time I've worn the jacket. I like your coat. That is new."
"I'm so glad loose-fitting coats are fashionable. I'm putting on weight. My boss has already said she expects me to quit work as soon as I'm showing."
"That doesn't seem fair."
"I'm in the slim, thin fashion industry. Weight gain, even in pregnancy, is a sin. On the bright side, the morning sickness has passed. Let's stop talking about me. Today is your day, and you look fabulous. Are you nervous?"
"A little. My painting, the one I showed you, is in the centre of the hall. The first painting people see when they walk in. Miss Barclay told me last night that I'm famous. I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Thanks for coming with me. It means a lot."
"Hey, I'm your best friend. I'll always stick by your side."
Lizzie giggled.
"You can pay me back by babysitting my son or daughter."
"That's a promise."
"Come on, let's see what's happening. It's open to invited guests only this morning, so it'll be quiet," Sarah said, pushing the big oak doors open into the lobby.
They took their coats off in the cloakroom and walked towards the convocation hall. Sarah stopped as she saw about 20 people standing around beyond the storm. Mr. Darwin beckoned to her, and she grabbed Lizzie's hand and pulled her along with her. Mr. Darwin took her elbow and guided her to the front of the painting.
"Gentlemen, I would like to present Miss Sarah Wexford, the creator of this fine painting and one of our most talented emerging artists. Miss Wexford is a graduate of the college, and this autumn she joined our staff."
Sarah wasn't sure what to do, except smile. Lizzie had stepped back as the cameras started flashing. She looked at Mr. Darwin.
"Sir, what's going on?"
"The press is invited to take pictures for the arts magazines before the dealers or public showings."
The group moved around the exhibition, and Lizzie moved to her side as Miss Barclay joined them.
"I'm sorry, I should have warned you about the press. Mr. Darwin doesn't like them wandering around once the guests arrive, so they come early. I'm pleased they took photographs of you."
"It was a bit of a surprise. Miss Barclay, I'd like you to meet my best friend, Mrs. Lizzie Langford. Lizzie studied fashion here."
"Hello, I remember you, Lizzie Elliott. You two were always together through college. Didn't you go to Jacobs Fashions?"
"Yes, and I still work for them."
"I asked Lizzie to come along for support, and I'm glad I did."
"The doors don't officially open until noon. Did Mr. Darwin ask you to come early?"
"Mr. Darwin said 10 o'clock. I didn't question the time." Miss Barclay nodded.
"We have a cafe set up where you can get hot drinks and biscuits. I'll come and fetch you if the press wants an interview."
"Interview?" Sarah gulped and almost choked on air. Miss Barclay smiled.
"I told you that you would be famous. Take a deep breath and you will be fine. Now, I must go and join the group."
The cafe turned out to be a cordoned-off piece of the lobby with small round tables and chairs. They ordered tea and biscuits. Lizzie munched hungrily on the biscuits, and Sarah stared into her tea, excited and scared. Lizzie touched her hand.
"Are you going to be all right?"
"It's a bit overwhelming and kind of exciting. Do you know if Felix is coming? Nana said she thought Belle and Darcy would be here."
"I'm not sure. Peter was working today. That case they are working on is very complicated, and the security level is so high that Peter is afraid to say anything to me.
I'm used to him not being able to discuss clients, but this is different. I haven't seen Felix for a while. I'd like to know who it is that's involved in the case that we are supposed to know. I hope it's not Michael." Miss Barclay tapped Sarah on the shoulder.
"The press is leaving, but the reporter from Artist Now magazine would like to talk to you."